Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Good morning and welcome to Breakfast Business, and thank you to Shane Beattie. It is Friday, the 24th of April at 6:30. Coming up on today's show, we'll be talking to the owners of the Jervis Shopping Centre about the New Yorker fashion chain, and we'll be looking at rising SME costs and all the markets as usual. You can email us business@newstalk.com. But first, let's have a look at the main business stories in the newspapers and websites, which we shall do in the stupendous company of Aidan Donnelly from Davies. Good morning, Aidan.
Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Have you had a busy week, I suspect?
We have had a very, very busy week. Earnings season is always very busy.
Of course, yeah. This is the first quarter earnings numbers. Talking of which, the semiconductor giant Intel posted their Q1 numbers and very, very positively received by the markets.
Yeah, stock was up very, very strongly after hours. And I think, look, they beat the expectations on most of the metrics. And I think what's really going on for them, I suppose, if you just take a step back and look at the share price has nearly tripled over the, oh, more than tripled over the last year, even before last night's move. And it's probably been a bit of a hated move in the market because if you look at the analysts on Wall Street, of the 50 analysts that cover them, only 11 have buy recommendations on it. So there's an awful lot of people that have been kind of ho-hum about Intel for a very long time. But the company under the new chief executive seems to be turning things around and has also been helped by what's happening in the industry. And again, the results last night showed this, that there's increasing demand for their CPUs or the computer processing units, really around AI. It's everybody wants to talk about Nvidia's chips for AI, but both AMD and Intel's chips are very much being used when it comes to the training and the inference models that these large language models that are used in AI are doing. So we're seeing huge demand there. We're also seeing potential demand for what's called their foundry business, and which is where they make, you know, chips for other people. And I think the final thing that we're seeing is, you know, with the issues in Iran, we are seeing some shortages in throughout the semiconductor industry, particularly in Asia. And with so much manufacturing based in the US, Intel are gaining a bit from this as well.
Of course, they're also gaining from the fact that the US government has taken a chunk of the business.
Yeah, that's right. They invested in, and so did Nvidia. People often forget at the tail end of last year. So it's been very strong, and they've made an awful lot of money on their investment, both the US government and Nvidia. It'll be interesting to see now, based on where the share price closed after hours last night, that would put it back to a new all time high that it hasn't seen since the year 2000. So yeah, potentially good news on the way. It'll be interesting to see how it plays out in the full market today.
And of course, Intel is a huge player in this country and the biggest single private investor in this country. Out in Leixlip. So it's people were worried about that plant a year ago, but they're not so worried now. Now let's move to the banking sector. I believe the banking sector has some thoughts for the government when it comes with how to proceed with these new savings and investment accounts.
Yeah, this is the Banking and Payments Federation are out this morning with a piece. And what they're basically saying is that a more efficient use of bank capital and consistent application of the EU banking rules is required if we're going to unlock the lending capacity for households and businesses to support economic growth. And what they're basically saying is they're looking for targeted reforms to improve the effectiveness of the EU's. This is not just an Ireland thing. It's right across the EU banking framework. And they want to try to deliver a more level playing field for banks operating across the market. That doesn't, I suppose, disproportionately impact smaller countries such as Ireland. So what they're saying is, look, the Commission there is a recognition that the Commission is a stronger, more integrated banking sector is key to building a competitive Europe, a competitive European economy. But, you know, when we look at that and what sets it apart from the US is the EU still remains a largely bank-based financial system. So banks play a critical role within that. So anything that you can do to help them to increase lending. And look, I think what's interesting in this is they're not looking for deregulation. What they're actually advocating is a more effective and efficient regulatory framework that kind of preserves financial stability. We don't want to go back to the bad old days of pre-financial crisis, but also what they want to see is, look, is there any way of reducing unnecessary complexity in order to support growth? So it would be interesting to see what the European Commission have to say on this.
Yeah, indeed. And of course, these savings and investment accounts, which will probably be announced in the budget in October, will also come where a lot of people will be looking at what happens to capital gains tax, because capital gains tax in this country is among the highest at 33%, which is clearly not an inducement for venture capital and risk taking in this country.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Now, one of the country's biggest concert promoters is a little bit worried that this energy shock that we are in the midst of will cancel some shows this summer.
Yeah, this won't be very good news for anybody looking for some live entertainment this year. Peter Aitken was out yesterday and he was saying, look, he's a lot of concerns over increased travel costs and flight cancellations. And he's saying, look, if we're going to see more and more, this is going to have a big knock-on effect on the entertainment industry over this year. He says, unless things are going to improve in the next month or so, there is the risk that you're going to see major tours being cancelled worldwide, not just Ireland, but, you know, the costs alone we've seen obviously ratchet up. And when you think about big tours and the amount of equipment and personnel that they've to move around in multiple different cities. It's not just about airline traffic either. It's obviously a lot of it's done by road as well on mainland Europe. So,
yeah, and I think the piece in the Examiner cites Zach Bryan performing two nights in Parc Y Cuive, and the cost of bringing that road show to each venue is huge, especially if fuel costs are crazy.
Yeah, and unfortunately, I think the problem that a lot of these concert promoters would have, they've no real way of protecting themselves or hedging themselves against that. They kind of have to, as we say in the industry, they deal in spot and not in forward. They're not able to hedge themselves out. They've got to pay whatever fuel costs are on the day to fill the trucks. That's what they've got to do. So he's saying, you know, if this continues on for much longer, we could all literally be having Spotify in our back garden, because there'll be no other live entertainment,
which would be awful since live music is so important. And finally, the retail sector. Now, later on in the show, we're going to be talking about New Yorker opening in the Jervis Centre in Dublin, but the retailers Born are closing down all their stores in Ireland.
Yeah, and it's sad news. There's going to be a loss of over 100 jobs. The High Court have appointed a provisional liquidator of the group. For people that don't know it, the company opened its first store in Galway in 2009. And they had up to, I think, 20 stores at the at its peak through Ireland, and places like Dublin, Cork, Kildare, Galway, Laois, Tipperary, Westmeath, Leitrim and Mayo and Kerry, and they had some very, very good brands that they were selling. But look, it's just, I suppose, endemic of the very, very difficult retail environment that's out there, whether it's online, whether it's cost of living crisis, all of these types of things. It's just more and more difficult for retailers to particularly small niche retailers to survive in this environment.
So this weekend, Aidan, are you taking out the paraglider or maybe one of the boats?
Oh, no, I'm heading to Donegal to play a bit of golf, Joe.
Okay, very earthy, a very earthy solution for the lovely weekend that we have ahead of us. Enjoy it. That is Aidan Donnelly there from Davies.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.